discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, before she was 22, Jasmine Murray already had quite the resume. A finalist on the 8th season of American Idol, a top 10 placement in Miss America, and appearances all over national media. By anyone's reckoning, she'd made it to the top. But inside, she battled anxiety and whispers that she wasn't somehow good enough. Today, we go on the road with Jasmine Murray to discover how God brought her through that season and into a musical journey that's led to her just-released album called Fearless. A great day to you, Jasmine. What a pleasure to have you. How are things today?
I'm great. So glad to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our treat. It's our treat and our pleasure. I mean, this is just an amazing premise to start out with, to be on national television singing your heart out at 16 years of age. When did you first catch this love for singing that has really come to shape so much of who you are?
Oh my goodness, I have loved music ever since I was a little girl, so it has always been a part of me. So it's something that I've always loved and just had a passion for, and I feel like it's just continued to grow over the years. So, I mean, I'm just so grateful for all the doors that God has opened up for me, and I mean, led me here to this point where I'm getting to sing songs about Him and write about how good He is and just dedicate my music to Him.
Well, and it's so cool. There's a fascinating journey that you take to really faith-based music as well, and I want to get into that in just a moment. But, you know, when you're 16 on American Idol, are you too young somehow to know how nervous that you should be? How did you have that level of calm and poise on stage at just 16 years of age?
You are just so excited to be there. At least I was. So I think, of course, yeah, I was nervous, but I was just excited, you know. I mean, to be out in LA for the first time, chasing my dreams, and so excited to be surrounded by so many talented and incredible vocalists. I mean, it was literally a dream come true.
That's so cool. Well, and when you talk about faith, I mean, faith has shaped this person that you are today and is such a massive part of your story. Was it always present in your family as well, or is this something that you found along the way?
Absolutely. I grew up in a single parent home, and I grew up in a faith-based home. My mom raised me and my three older sisters and one brother, and taught us about the Lord at a very early age. So I am grateful for that upbringing and how that has helped to shape my life and helped to, you know, nurture my relationship and foundation with God. And so it's something that's always been with me from the very beginning.
And you've talked about how the concept of Heavenly Father has meant maybe even more to you being in that family situation. Can you expand on that? Why is that so meaningful?
Absolutely. You know, that is, you know, just looking at God as Father, as Abba, as your dad, is such a powerful experience. You know, growing up in a single parent home, my dad wasn't present in the home. And so my mom's teaching about Jesus as a little girl began to help me to realize how I look at God, how I look at God being my Heavenly Father and being like daddy, you know. And at the end of the day, we're all His children, and we've basically been adopted into the family of Christ. And so He wants us to look at Him like our dad. He wants us to come to Him. He is our Father. He loves His kids. He loves to take care of His kids. So it's such a beautiful experience to see Him that way and to understand that type of relationship and understand, you know, that's who we are. We're daughters, we're sons, and that's all we have to be. We don't have to be anything else. We are exactly that, and we don't have to strive. You know, He loves us freely and unconditionally, and He's never going to leave us or forsake us, and He'll be there to the very end. And there's just so much power in being able to rest in that.
Wow, that is really well said and so true. from Jasmine Murray. She has been aptly described as a powerhouse recording artist who just released her new album, Fearless. She was an American Idol finalist at 16 and a Miss America finalist in 2015. And I had to think, you know, just reading your story, I think for most of us, if we had been on national television, you know, recognized as one of the most talented vocalists in the country, most of us would probably feel pretty good about that. And I don't know that we would continue seeking more opportunities. Maybe we would. But you, of course, go ahead and then become Miss Mississippi, eventually placing top 10 in Miss America as well. So you didn't really rest on your laurels. But how did that experience grow you as a person as well?
My experience in the Miss America organization is one that I will never forget, and it's something that has helped to shape me into the woman I am today. You know, Miss America is all about scholarship and service and empowering young women and just truly helping them to become the best version of themselves that they possibly can. And so, you know, with all of those things, I mean, you become a well-rounded person while you're, you know, preparing for each phase of competition, but you're really growing. You're really bettering yourself in every way. You know, you're getting the opportunity to select a platform and to be able to go out and promote your service through that platform and to look outside of yourself and to give to others. You're able to earn scholarship money to continue your studies in school or study abroad or whatever the case may be. And I think that God wants us to get the most out of life. He wants us to serve. He wants us to grow. He wants us to learn. He wants us to obtain knowledge and to do all of those amazing things. And so I believe, you know, my involvement with that organization has been incredible. And even to this day, I still get to work very closely with the organization. I was just singing at the Miss Tennessee pageant this past week and getting a chance to be a part of that. And so to still be able to, you know, be surrounded by so many amazing women and lift them up and see them lift each other up is incredible. I think as sisters in Christ, that's what we're supposed to do. And that's what God wants us to realize, that we're all daughters and our worth is in Him. And that He wants us to go out and be the best versions of ourselves, but to lift each other up and to go out and serve. I mean, that's why Jesus came, was to serve and not to be served. So that's our calling too.
Man, that's great stuff. Well, and I can't resist asking you this question. The thing that would go through my mind, just trying to put myself in that situation with the interview questions, would be all of those YouTube films that you see with somebody who starts the answer and then loses their train of thought and then ends up somewhere they never intended to go. I mean, that has to be a fairly nerve-wracking experience. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe you're just so poised that that doesn't even enter into your mind.
Oh, no, I think it is nerve-wracking. But it's something that you practice at, you get better at, and you grow at, like in anything that in life. You know, you never know what you're going to be asked, whether it's on stage or whether it's during your personal interview with the judges. You know, it's always up in the air. They can ask you absolutely anything, and you have to be prepared for that. But even if you don't know the answer, the most important thing is to always just speak from your heart. And, you know, honestly, unfortunately, sometimes you do lose your train of thought, and you got to get back on it and try to answer the question the best way that you can. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's all about having the right answer. I think it's about having the right heart and the right intentions. And, you know, most of the time people forget all about what you said. They don't remember verbatim every single word that you said, but they remember how you made them feel. They remember if you were warm and inviting. They remember if you were passionate. They remember if you smiled. They remember if you made them feel good about themselves. And so that's how you want to come across, whether it's, you know, at Miss America or whether it's just every day going out and getting the opportunity to meet people. That's what's most important.
Oh, that is splendidly said from Jasmine Murray, who has been aptly described as a powerhouse recording artist who just released her new album, Fearless, an American Idol finalist at 16, a Miss America finalist in 2015. And in the midst of all of this achievement, I mean, you're accomplishing things that so many folks dream about. You have this battle with anxiety that you talked about at length as well. How did it look in your life?
My struggle with anxiety has, I would say, probably changed my life. And I mean that it's actually been in a positive way. I feel like the enemy sometimes throws things in our path to bring us down or to destroy us or take us out. Despite that, I feel like, you know, when you surrender those things over to the Lord, he can use them for your good. And so I feel like I've seen that in this very experience for me with anxiety. I think fear is not from God. It's from the enemy. It's a way for him to try to steal our peace of mind. Mm. It's a way for him to try to distract us and block blessings from us and help us and make us to be so focused on ourselves and what's going on in our own world and what's going on around us that, you know, we're not focused on what God wants to do. And so when you take that focus off of yourself, when you take that focus off of that fear and realize that the enemy has no power over you, you realize that fear is not from the Lord. You're able to kind of take that control back, take that power back, and bring back your peace of mind and resting in Christ, because that's where our peace comes from. That's where our strength comes from. Mm. So for me, I feel like it, you know, was unfortunate, but it was necessary, to help me grow and to help me realize some things, to help me understand how the Lord is shaping me, even though I don't feel like that was something that the Lord brought to me. I feel like it's something that he totally turned around in my favor. We wrote the song Fearless, and it's been a song that I feel like has been a declaration for me and hopefully for other people, because I think we've all been afraid of something at one point or another.
Yes.
And it's something that the enemy tries to throw in all of our path. So I feel like so many people can connect with that message and resonate with it, but at the end of the day, realize that they're not alone and that there's healing power in Jesus' name, and you know that they can be set free from this.
Well, it's a message that is very clear in the music. And of course, the single Fearless has been out for some time and been doing so well on the radio. There's a very good chance you've heard Jasmine's song Fearless. And I want to ask you in just a moment about, you know, where your heart was, other themes on the album as well. You've talked about how key of a role that your family played in helping you to come to the realization that you've just expressed, that this is an issue about focus. If I'm focusing on myself, if I'm focusing on God, and what role did your family play in really helping you through that season?
Oh, my family played a huge role. One of the things I think that's most important if you're struggling with something like that or, you know, anything is having a good support system and people that you can go to and talk to, and encouraging people that will be positive and will lift you up with scriptures and will lift you up in love. And I'm grateful to have such an amazing family, and they've done exactly that for me. I was able to, you know, come to them and share what I was going through with my panic attacks and anxiety, and they were so supportive and still are to this day, and they've been very understanding. They've been very positive and encouraging for me, so I appreciate that. So I think it's important to have that support system, whether it's family or friends or just someone that you can talk to so that you don't have to struggle with this by yourself. And I think that's what the enemy wants us to do, is to feel like we have to suffer in silence and make us feel like we need to isolate ourselves from people and make us feel like nobody will understand, that it's just you know, nobody's going to get it. And that's just simply not true. There are people who would love to support you and be with you and talk to you and help you through this, if this is what you're going through. So, if there is anyone out there listening right now that is suffering by yourself, please reach out to someone. Don't hold it in, you know, make sure you talk to someone about it so that you can get help.
Oh, it's so good. Well, and the thing it really makes you think about too is if someone like yourself, who is, you know, on the outside achieving all of this amazing stuff, I mean, being on American Idol, being a finalist, you know, being a finalist in Miss America, if you are struggling with something like this, then the lesson I think is really, man, it might be the person that you least expect. So how much more important does it become that we're continually investing in each other and, you know, continually checking up on each other?
God made so many of us. You know, there's so many souls on this earth, and I feel that God made us to live with each other in unity, to do life together, and literally do life together. That means walking with each other through good times and in bad times, and being there to lift each other up when something's happening, or being there to celebrate, you know, when something good comes. So I think that's what we're called to do, is to be brothers and sisters in Christ and to love one another, to walk with each other, whether it's good or bad, and to just be there for each other.
Her new record is just out. It's called Fearless. Jasmine Murray with us today on the road for Faith Radio. You've already had some great success on the radio. You've toured with artists like Mandisa and Danny Gokey. I know you're touring again with Mandisa coming up very soon. When it comes to the new music, you laid it out so well about the impact that this message on fear had when it came to the music. Take us inside your heart just a little bit more and some of the other things that you were learning and growing in, and maybe how those lessons kind of shaped some of these songs on the record.
Yeah, so I mean, the album is titled Fearless, and I feel like that particular situation played such a huge role in my life for a while, at least for these past few years, that, you know, that's one of the reasons why it's called Fearless. Literally every single song is about kind of breaking free from that, but also in every single thing that you go through in life, realizing that wherever you are, you know, God is with you every step of the way. That's one of the tracks on the album, actually, is called Every Step of the Way. And there's so many different subjects that I've been able to touch on through this album, whether it's coming to Christ for the first time. No Other Love is, you know, a love song to Jesus. Is, I mean, literally stating how the Lord will go to the ends of the earth for his kids. You know, there's nothing he wouldn't do. He'll leave the 99 for that one, because we are all so important to him. So, you know, I feel like this album has so many different messages and lessons, and hopefully there's something for everybody. There's so many up-tempo songs, but there's some ballads, there's some worship songs, there's some more soulful songs. So, you know, I feel like I've just been able to incorporate just all the things that I feel like God has laid on my heart, but all the influences I've had throughout the years musically, and also just who I'm growing to be. And I think that as I continue to learn who I am and who I'm becoming, I'll see even more of that come out in my music and just in my daily walk every day. So I'm just excited to share with people, and I really hope that they feel blessed and more connected with God.
That really echoes something that I read. You had said, you have this quote, "I know this is my purpose. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I want to reach people with the message that God has given me." And the part of this that stuck out is your first sentence there where you say, "I know this is my purpose. I know this is where I'm supposed to be." I mean, what a blessing is it to have that sense of purpose? Did you...
Yeah,
I'm wondering, when did you start to feel that, and how does that sort of make itself known in your life?
Well, I knew, you know, I've always known that music was a part of me and a huge passion of mine, and honestly, something that was always at the forefront for me. I don't think I've loved anything else in life as much as I've loved music. So I feel like later on in life, though, I mean, I, you know, of course, had my experience on American Idol, and for a while wanted to go into pop music, and it was amazing. But I started getting involved in worship team at my church a few years ago, and just really started to experience God on another level. And I remember one particular Sunday being up leading worship and just feeling the presence of God like never before. And I felt him say, "This is where I want you. This is what I want you to do with your life. I want you to sing for me."
Wow.
And it was clear as day. And I just said, "Okay, God, I want to be obedient to that. I want to walk that out. Absolutely. If this is what you want me to do." And I mean, I'm literally feeling your presence like none other. And it's the most incredible feeling in the world when you experience God, when you feel his Holy Spirit. There's nothing else that comes close to it. So why wouldn't I want to do this the rest of my life? Why wouldn't I want to dedicate my life to him and my music to him?
Yeah.
And I feel like he wants us to experience him in a real way through everything that we do. So, you know, that was when I really started to feel that, okay, this is the path that I'm taking you on specifically. I knew that I loved music, but God said, "This is specifically where I want you to be. This is exactly how I want you to use it." And he's still revealing that to me, I think, every day. And, you know, that detailed way of what he wants me to do and what steps he wants me to take to get there.
Well, and am I reconstructing the story accurately when I say that moment when you experienced that purpose and discovered really that worship oriented aspiration for your music, that had actually sort of come on the heels of a fairly big disappointment with your music career in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. So I was working on a pop career for a while, and I was in the midst of signing a deal, and it did fall through. So I felt the Lord say that wasn't what He had for me at the time, and I think it was a little bit disappointing because you go through and you feel like, oh, this is it, it's happening, and so you feel a little bit disappointed, but at the same time, I know that God is always faithful. So, even when one door shuts, that's not God saying, this isn't going to happen. That's Him saying, this is not what I have for you specifically. So I want you to trust me in that. And I want you to realize that I have something for you, but this is just not it yet. So don't be discouraged and don't think that, this isn't going to happen, but just trust me and realize that I have a better plan for you, and it's going to be way better than you could have ever imagined. And I'm literally, thinking about it right now, and I'm like, look at where God has brought me from. And, thinking back to that moment when I was a little bit disappointed that was not the deal for me, I mean, I'm grateful because I couldn't think of a better place to be at right now, and yeah. We think that we know how we want our lives to go sometimes. We think that we know how things should go, and God is saying, no, I want you to consult me. I want you to know what I have in store for you. I know what you want sounds really awesome and sounds really good, but trust me on this. I know what you really need. Mm. I know where I really want to take you, and it's going to be way better than what you could ever imagine.
Man, that is powerful stuff from Jasmine Murray, who has been described as a powerhouse recording artist who just released her new album, Fearless, the American Idol finalist at 16, Miss America finalist in 2015. And we do not want to say farewell before giving you a chance just to talk about, if somebody's been listening today and you're just thinking, wow, this is a story I want to learn more about and pick up some of the new music, the album Fearless, where's the best place to start? I imagine the music is available wherever fine music is sold, huh?
Absolutely. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, anywhere music is available. You can download it or stream it, however you see fit. And you can also stay connected with me through social media online. My website is jasminemurrayofficial.com. I'm also on Instagram at jasminemurrayofficial, Facebook, Jasmine Murray, and Twitter at Jasmine S. Murray. So I post daily. I post where I'm going or encouraging scriptures or quotes or whatever. And I just love to connect with people. So I would love it if you guys would keep up with me there and download the album if you want and tell me what you think about it. I want to hear your thoughts.
Perfect. Just a quick 2 minutes left. And I wonder, you've talked about, and you mentioned it before too, realizing that you do have this platform, to speak into the lives of young women, especially who look up to you and love your music so much. What is the message that you want to get across? If you were able to deliver one message, that's a tough question, but what would it be?
I think that at this particular time in our society, there's so much going on. People are taking their own lives, and there's so much hurt. There's so much destruction there. I feel like the enemy is really trying to come against everyone. And I feel like, my message that I would like to just leave with everyone is to know that God does have a purpose for your life, that you are here on purpose, and that, He doesn't make any mistakes. I have one song on the album called You Belong, and I just a little bit of backstory. I was bullied when I was back in middle school, and it was a really hard time for me. I just felt like I didn't fit in, and I think that that's something that still goes on today, especially in schools. And, kids at an early age start to feel like I don't belong. They yeah. start to feel like people don't understand me. I don't know why I'm here. And God is whispering in each of our ears to help us to know that He loves us, that He created us for a purpose, and that we are not a mistake, that He has us here on purpose for a purpose. And so I hope that everyone realizes that at an early age and is able to carry that with them through their lives. And that, you know, there's no point in life where you start to doubt or question if you should be here or if you belong in the body of Christ.
Amen. There it is from the recording artist, Jasmine Murray. The new album, one more time, called Fearless. Jasmine, what a pleasure to get to know you a little bit and to discover your heart behind what you do. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and for having me. God bless you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.